So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Through 13 games this season, one or two things that you specifically want to get better at with the game?
Yeah, starting faster for myself, and then the other one would be, some of these, I'm doing the right things, and then the last bit of it, it's something's off, and it's either a miss or a completion or something just not on the same page, or so that's the area that I really want to get on the same page with the guys, and then from my side of it is doing everything right, and then you miss, and so it's just sharp focus and sharpening my focus even more, and just making sure, starting fast and having that sharp focus from the beginning.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Yes, you are. Third and final hour of Score Evenings. Rami Makhlouf with you from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Get back to your thoughts on the Bears and this Sunday's matchup with the Browns. Also, finally, some good news for White Sox fans out there, all still to come in this final hour of Score Evenings. But joining me now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today, is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, thanks for joining me, man. How are you this evening?
It is my pleasure, Rami. I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Great to talk with you.
You heard Caleb Williams right there saying that he feels like he's doing everything right, and then just for some reason there's something missing in terms of the execution of his play as a quarterback. If you had to put your finger on one thing that Caleb Williams could be doing better that would break him through in terms of being a franchise quarterback, what would that one thing be, Ross?
Honestly, I think a lot of it's just kind of time on task and just continuing to do the things in Ben Johnson's offense because he's never really done it before. You know, in a weird way, a similar situation is going on right now in Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts because they're, you know, trying to run more play action pass under center. They're trying to run more of the run game under center, and they're a lot more productive and effective when they do that, but it's just not what Hurts has ever done, going back to high school and college and earlier his NFL career. And so I don't think he's entirely comfortable doing it. I would say from my perspective, there's been real growth from Caleb Williams this year. You know, he's done a much, much better job of avoiding sacks. You know, I don't know. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, but to me, he looks faster than he did last year. I mean, he looks electric on some of his runs. It's crazy how strong he is to be able to not go down in some of these situations. And I think there's been real growth in terms of getting the ball out on time. You know, I think it's strange to me that it feels like he's almost more accurate when he's running on the move than he is when he's in the pocket. I don't know how that – like, I have no idea how he misses some of the throws that he misses when he has time and he's set up in the pocket and then makes some of those preposterous throws when he's running like 20 miles an hour to his right. I really have no idea how he does what he does at times. It's super impressive. I think the progress is there. Maybe it's slower than he or Ben Johnson or whoever would like, but I think slowly but surely he's getting there. What I thought he said that was interesting, and he's right, it does feel like he plays better at the end of these games or when it matters most, which is good. He's clutch. You know, that's a positive. But if he could play like that earlier in the game, man, the Bears would be in a really good spot.
Do you think there's an element of he said last year he doesn't get nervous, so I won't use the word nervous. Do you think he's maybe just a little too amped up to start these games, especially one as big as there was last week with first place on the line and the rivalry and being in Green Bay on the nationally televised game? Do you think he's maybe just a little too amped up to start these football games?
It's a good question. It's one only he could really answer. I don't know that. I think, you know, perhaps part of it is he's trying to get a feel for what defense's plan is that week and what they're doing to him. You know, typically in those late game situations, when they're running more of a no huddle or up tempo, the defense has to be more vanilla because the defense doesn't have as much of a chance to disguise things. So I almost feel like it cleans up and clears up the picture a little bit for him, and that might be part of it. But yeah, I mean, only he could answer that. But I thought it was awesome, like awesome, when they ran all over Philly and got what felt like was one of their biggest wins in a long time. And yet Ben Johnson said we're winning in spite of our passing game, not because of it. Man, that told me a lot about Ben Johnson that I really liked.
Yeah, and year two under Ben Johnson, it feels like a whole different story, especially when it comes to Caleb Williams. Ross, I've said before, and I heard the guys, Spiegel and Holmes, that were on right before me, echo the same sentiment. I almost look at this year as Caleb's rookie year just because of how bad the situation he was in last year between the coaching that he was getting, the offensive line that he was playing behind. Do you think that's giving him too much of a free pass or too long a leash in our evaluation of Caleb Williams, or do you think that's a fair assessment?
I think what you want to see this year is growth and progress, not only from last year to this year, which is clear, but within this year. And I think you can say that. I think he is getting better. And again, maybe not quite at the pace that people would hope for, but he's making progress. He's getting better. You know, you talk to some quarterbacks and they'll tell you, you really shouldn't evaluate a guy until year three. And for Caleb, it'll be year two in the offense. I think it actually times out perfectly that, you know, before he's eligible for that big new contract potentially after year three, that he'll get a whole other offseason and he'll get a whole other season next year. I think that the Bears will have plenty of information by then to decide whether or not he's the guy they want to give one of those, you know, 50-plus, 60-plus million-dollar deals to.
Talking with Odyssey NFL insider, former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker here on Score Evening. His insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Obviously, former O-lineman Ross, I got to ask you about the vast improvement with that offensive line and a lot of money spent there. How impressed have you been by those big guys up front and what they've been able to do this year?
Very. I mean, very. You know, I do the Eagles preseason games on TV, and as a result, I do a lot of work in the Philadelphia market. So I watch every snap of the Eagles, and I can't remember the last time a team not only pushed them around, but it was more than that. You know, Ben Johnson really had Vic Fangio in a blender. Vic's been the DC the last 2 years. Eagles defense has been stellar, and that was the first time it really felt like the opposing offensive coordinator or play caller really had Vic Fangio's number. And that's what I saw on Black Friday. The offensive line did a terrific job, you know, moving the Eagles at the point of attack for sure, but they also definitely had a schematic advantage. I give them a lot of credit, though. Tooney and Dahlman in particular have just been stellar. You know, Darnell Wright has always had the ability, and I feel like he's taken his game to another level. I have a strong appreciation for his temperament, physicality, all those things. And, you know, they've gotten good enough play out of the guys playing left tackle. You know, I'll be curious to see what they do there in the offseason, but they're in a much, much better place than they were. Although I'll also say this, you know, Ben Johnson's offense helps a lot in that regard. You know, the play action pass, the under center stuff, he puts those guys in a much better position to succeed.
Are you surprised it came together so quickly with four new faces on that offensive line here in year one?
Yes and no. I do think continuity and chemistry are real things and that they're helpful. But if you pick the right guys, and they got some guys with a lot of experience. I mean, that interior trio has a lot of experience, true pros, especially, you know, Dahlman, I would say, and what they get out of Tooney. And even Jonah Jackson, I don't know what happened with him with the Rams, but he's such a good fit for Ben Johnson's offense. And so I think you combine the type of guys they brought in, and Poles deserves a lot of credit for that, with, you know, the offense that Johnson runs, the bootlegs, the play action, you know, not asking these guys to just straight drop back pass all the time, has put them in a significantly, significantly better position.
Talking with Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, Odyssey NFL insider here on Score Evenings. This team sits at 9 wins, Ross, and with 4 weeks left to go, 4 tough games. Now, I'll include this week against Cleveland, despite what the record might say. They have 4 tough games left. And looking at the NFC playoff picture, you have 4 teams vying for 3 playoff spots between the Bears, the Packers, the Lions, and the 49ers. Chances are one of those teams is going to be sitting there at the end of the season with 10 or even maybe 11 wins and on the outside looking in at that NFC playoff picture. Should that be the Bears? And I really hope it's not, and everybody listening to me right now really hopes it's not. Would you still look at this season as a success, or given how they've played up until now, has the bar been raised in terms of what they need to get out of this year, and do they need to see the postseason?
If they win double-digit games, this season's been a success. If they, you know, get to 11 or 12, whether they make the playoffs or not, that's a resounding success, especially in that division, playing Green Bay twice, playing, you know, the Lions twice, having to play at Philadelphia and getting that win. I mean, that would be a huge success in my mind. I know because of the way they've played, expectations have been raised, but I do think there's something to the fact that a lot of times you have to walk before you run, and they're doing a really nice job this year. I mean, they got to beat the Browns. They got to get to 10 wins. And then if they win one of those last three and get to 11, I suspect they would make the playoffs. And I would say that that's a really nice season. If they lose the last three, probably be a little bit of a bad taste in some people's mouth, and I understand that.
Ross Tucker joining me for a few more minutes here. I mentioned this Sunday, the Browns, probably the easiest, well, it is the easiest game that they have left on their schedule. 7.5-point favorites in this one. When you were a player, did you believe in trap games, or is that just a narrative that we in the media and fans come up with, or do you think it's a real thing?
Well, you know, I was not really in tune with the betting line when I was playing. It wasn't, you know, as much of a thing as it is now. Although, I honestly don't know how in tune these guys are with it now either. But I do think there's such a thing as a trap game. I do think if you are coming off a huge win and or, you know, have a massive game the following week, I think that there is something to that. I think that there's something to, you know, maybe the level of focus isn't quite there where it should be. Maybe there's sort of a natural letdown, as surprising as it might be for people to hear. You know, it's not as easy as you would think to get motivated to a fevered pitch, so to speak, every single Sunday. You know, which, by the way, is why they like when there's any type of external motivation. You know, they like that quite a bit when, you know, somebody talks trash or people don't believe in them. I'm doing Jets-Jags this week, and there's all kinds, you know, the Jaguars' big thing is that they don't get any respect and nobody believes in them. And I mean, every quote from the Jags is that. So if you can get help in that regard, coaches love that. Coaches love when they have any sort of extra motivation, they can use to get their guys fired up.
How do you avoid that as a team, as an individual, or as a coach? How do you avoid your team falling for the trap game?
You know, by finding any type of internal or external motivation that you can, right? Like, hey, this guy, Shedeur Sanders, he thinks he's going to come in and light you guys up. He thinks he's going to pick up where he left off against the Titans. He's going to be flashing the Rolex, you know, the whole deal, you know, stuff like that. You know, whatever they can do to try to get those guys just a little bit more on edge that week so that, you know, they're all totally locked in and focused as much as they can be.
You bring up the extra motivation and trash talk and bulletin board material, and it takes me back to last week and really something that Ben Johnson said at his introductory press conference in saying, I like beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Do you think that was a mistake by a first-year rookie head coach to sort of provide that kind of bulletin board material for one of the teams to beat in your division and your arch rival?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I know he wanted to, you know, ingratiate himself with the Bears fan base, and I can appreciate that. And I know that maybe that, you know, fired up some of the guys on the team, you know, and they enjoyed that. But I don't know why you would do that, because I'm quite sure the Packers, you know, played that all week, and LaFleur made it clear – you know, how he felt about that. And that, you know, that's a big rivalry anyway. So those guys should already be fired up anyway, blah, blah, blah. But I never understood. I never think it's a positive to give your opponent any little extra motivation. And the example I always give of that is certainly if I was playing, I was going to play to the best of my ability regardless. But if that D tackle or D end or whatever, if he was chirping during the week with the media, or if he was saying something about how many sacks he's going to get or this or that, that was just a little extra motivation for me to try to take him out, to try to get any shot on him that I could. Anytime I was freed up in pass protection, I was going to put a little extra into his ribs or his kidney or do whatever I could do to try to inflict punishment on him and tell him to shut up physically, right? Not with my mouth, but with my pads out there. I just don't think that's smart. And, you know, Ben Johnson's not the one that has to go out there and really live up to that. That's the other thing that bothers me about it. And he's ultimately responsible, but he's not the one inside the white lines in those situations.
Ross, one more question for you. Phillip Rivers is the story of the league here the last couple days. Does Ross Tucker have a few snaps left in him? If somebody needs an old lineman, gives you a call, you think you could run out there and give a few quality snaps to a football team?
You know what? I wouldn't mind trying it as a blocking tight end for a play or two. But now that I'm 250 pounds, I certainly wouldn't want to go out there at offensive line. That's for sure. It's a wild story. I am very, very much rooting for him. I think it'll be super fun to watch him play out there. And I hope he does play. I hope he lights it up. And, you know, he's representing all of us. Guys in the mid-40s that haven't played in a while. The big thing is I don't want to reset my my clock for the Hall of Fame, you know? I mean, I've been waiting 17 years to get in anyway. It didn't make sense to me to wait another five.
Well, you'd have my vote, Ross Tucker. There is Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, now Odyssey NFL insider, and my guest for the last few minutes on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. And Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker and all insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, really appreciate the time and the insight, man. Have yourself a great night.
You too. My pleasure. Take care.
There's Ross Tucker joining me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. We got to get to a break. We'll keep the Bears talk going right after this. Are you worried about a trap game this Sunday, or are you expecting a blowout? We'll talk about that right after this. It's Rami Makhlouf at Score Evenings on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, obviously he started the past few games. I think last week he did a really good job. I think he threw for over 350 yards, threw some touchdowns out there. Just like any rookie quarterback, he's obviously still working through some things, but he obviously can throw the ball. I think he's really good throwing the ball on time. Obviously he has some good skill players he can throw the ball to, whether it's Judy, their rookie. I think he's a pretty good tight end as well. I think he's leading the team in all those receiver categories or whatever, so he's really good. Played against Njoku a few times, so he has a really good supporting cast. Like I said, I think he's really good at playing on time. He's very accurate. We all knew that coming out of college, and I think he's just getting more comfortable within not only just the offense, but just being an NFL quarterback. And you know, I'm expecting to continue to take that next step this week. So it's not just because he's a rookie does not mean we can take this guy lightly. He's very
You're
talented.
Listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
About Shedeur Sanders, who comes to Soldier Field with the Cleveland Browns this Sunday. Rami Makhlouf with you on Score Evenings for another half hour. You can get in on the conversation. We're guest free the rest of the way. 312-644-6767. Should this be a blowout on Sunday, or are you worried about a trap game when it comes to your Chicago Bears? 312-644-6767. The Bears, if you're into this sort of thing, are 7.5-point favorites against the Browns. This is the first time they've been favored by more than a touchdown since 2020. Think about that for a second. They were 9.5-point favorites against the Jaguars on the road and covered, and then some. 41-17, the final in that one. But the first time they've been favored by a touchdown or more in 5 years. And I get why. Like, this Cleveland Browns team, not very good, and they've had a handful of games that they've gotten blown out this year. You had 41-17 loss to the Ravens in week two. You had a 34-10 loss to the Lions, 32-13 to the Patriots later in the season. But for the most part, they've been able to stay in football games and stay within a score of their opponent. And this is a team that snuck up and surprised the Packers in week three with a 13-10 victory. And I heard Ben Johnson talk about it earlier today. That's a really good defense. And he said that, and I was like, yeah, they are. But how good are they? Let me go and check. So I go and look at the, you know, the stats over on ESPN.com. They're second in the league in yards per game. And they're especially good against the pass. They're number one in the league in yards per game in passing defense, giving up just over 165 yards per game. Now, teams can score on them. They're I think, 10th or 12th in points per game. But that defense is pretty good, man. And obviously it starts up front with Myles Garrett, who can just wreck a game plan and is on pace to set the NFL sack record for a single season. But that's not a team that you can overlook. I hope the Bears are ready for the Browns this Sunday and are not looking ahead to their rematch with the Packers and beyond, because those are three huge games that they have coming up after the Browns and are probably going to decide more than this one will whether or not they're going to be in the postseason, whether they're going to be NFC North champions, if they are in the postseason, what their seeding will be. There are three huge games with a lot of implications coming up after Cleveland, but I don't think that this is a team that you can look past or get comfortable with heading into Sunday. They got to be ready for this team, and especially for that Browns defense. And what I'm looking for in this game, there have been too many Bears games this year where they clearly look like the better team early on, but just can't finish drives and let teams hang around. And more times than not, it's worked. They squeaked one out against the Raiders where they did that, where they were able to move the ball up and down the field, but just couldn't finish drives in the first half. Needed a game-winning field goal from Cairo Santos to finish it off in the end. They did the same thing against the Commanders. The Saints was probably the best example of that. And they did end up winning that game by two scores, but you might remember the Saints quickly getting back into that football game in the final few minutes of the first half. I'm not a gambler. I don't necessarily need them to cover that 7.5-point spread, but it would be nice if the Bears and especially because of Caleb Williams and his struggles early in football games to finish drives and to hit wide receivers. I'd like to see them get that right in this game. Like, let this be a get right game and not be a trap game for you on Sunday. Cover that 7.5. Don't cover that 7.5. I don't really care, as long as it feels like this is a game that the Bears control from beginning to end and they're able to get drives going and finish drives early in this football game. Because if the Browns are hanging around late in this one, and you have the number one pass defense, number two defense in the entire league late in this one, and you got a guy like Myles Garrett chasing down Caleb Williams, they could sneak up and snatch this one and steal this one away from you. And you kind of need this win. I've been talking all night about the fact that somebody is going to be going home and not playing in the playoffs with 10 or 11 wins, and we obviously don't want that to be the Bears. This is your easiest game that you have left on the schedule. Go and get this one. Put yourself at double-digit wins, and you're sitting pretty, man. You're sitting pretty. I've gone through all the simulations on The Athletic has this playoff projector and simulator that you can run through and click on and say they win this game, they lose this game, what are their playoff chances? Win two more games, and depending on the outcomes of other football games in the league, namely what happens with the Packers, the Lions, and the 49ers, but win two more games and you have a 75%+ chance to head to the postseason. And you have an opponent you should beat this Sunday and get you one of those two wins. Go and get it, and get it decisively, and get things going early, and finish drives early, and get yourself right heading into this tough stretch of schedule that they have coming up, starting with next Saturday at Green Bay. But don't start thinking about Green Bay just yet. I think this is a Browns team, and especially with Shedeur Sanders at quarterback and what he's been able to do the last couple of weeks, I think this is a team that could sneak up and bite you. I really do. I don't expect a blowout I'm not expecting a blowout on Sunday. I expect them to win, but win this game by like a touchdown, 10 points, control it from beginning to end. Don't do that thing that you did against New Orleans and that you did against the Raiders and you did against who am I missing? I just said who it was. Oh, and Washington, and let a team that you're better than hang around and then sneak back into the game and make it interesting late. Just control this game from beginning to end, finish drives early, and get yourself right and be the best version of yourself headed down the stretch here against the Packers, the 49ers, and the Lions. That's what I'm looking for on Sunday. I could see it being a trap game, though. I could. You just heard Ross Tucker, who just joined me, Odyssey NFL insider, former NFL offensive lineman. He said the trap game is a real thing. It's a real thing. Whether it's because you know you're better than that team on the other sideline or it's because you got big games coming up, and the Bears certainly have both of those things going for them. I think they know they're the better team heading into this one. I think they know that the Packers are coming up next Saturday and followed by two very strong opponents who you're jockeying for a playoff spot and playoff positioning. But eyes on the prize, man. Eyes on the prize and go get this one on Sunday and control the game. Control the game from beginning to end and win it. And don't make it a thing where Myles Garrett makes a play late and steals this one away from you, or Shedeur Sanders escapes and makes a play late with his arm and steals this one away from you. Go get this win. Get to 10 wins and put yourself in prime position headed down the stretch to take one of those playoff spots. They got to. They got to get this one on Sunday because there are no more. I don't think they'll be favored in any more games in those final three. This will be the last time the Bears are probably favored in a football game this year. Take advantage of that and go get that win. But before Chicago takes on Cleveland, tune in Sunday from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard right here on The Score and on the Odyssey app. We've talked Bears tonight. We've talked Cubs. Good news for the White Sox. Light at the end of the tunnel. Talk about that right after this and wrap up the Score Evening Show. I'm Robbie Maklouf. I'm with you on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and back right after.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To this.
There are only two teams left.
And I know, Brett,
we might be seeing some theatrics right now. It's the Rays and the White Sox. The White Sox or the Rays. Which one will be the number one overall pick? It's time to start at number two. The team with the second overall pick in the upcoming MLB draft. The Tampa Bay Rays, which means the number one pick in the upcoming MLB draft goes to the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox will land the top pick.
Score evenings, weeknights 6 till 9.
You heard it there on MLB Network. The White Sox secure the number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft lottery. Rami Makhlouf with you for a few more minutes here on Score Evenings. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel for White Sox fans now? 312-644-6767. Got a couple more minutes if you want to shoot me a text. Might be able to squeeze in a call if you're out there, if you're a White Sox fan and listening. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? They get the number one pick, and Chris Getz talked about it yesterday, and he thinks that light is there. He sees a little bit of light out there.
It's an opportunity to just kind of boost what we have going on right now. I mean, it's an honor. I mean, it's a huge responsibility. And, you know, our group, I mean, I'm just so happy for everyone, quite honestly. And, you know, going into this whole thing, you know, you kind of prepared for all different scenarios emotionally. But, man, I can't understate how big of a deal this is.
Explain a bit more on it to our audience. What freedom you have to pick with have the number one pick in this draft?
Well, I mean, I'm still learning more and more about the draft. I'm getting familiar with some of the top names. And, you know, it looks like at the top of the draft that it's a really impressive one. But on top of that, when you look at the pool space that you're given and a chance to really, you know, walk away from a draft class and do some damage, you know, right. Bring in some real talent. So, yeah, I look forward to diving in further, man, and yeah, I'm just excited for our fan base and the people that are working for the Chicago White Sox.
And adding to an already young core that is so impressive. I mean, Colson Montgomery, among others, you're starting to see the pieces in the south side of Chicago.
No, I mean, last year as those players were making their way to the big leagues and performing really well, and we know that's not an easy thing to do. And you begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and to bring in now a top pick, to this group, I mean it's just a big deal. It really is.
Brilliant move having a number one overall pick as your club rep, Harold Baines. That was a brilliant move by you. The mojo was working for you. You got the pick. Well done, bud.
Yeah, we did the math.
Pretty cool to see Harold Baines out there, the last number one pick of the White Sox as the representative at the lottery, as the Sox hit the lottery again and get the number one pick. And the chatter is that the guy favored to go number one is UCLA shortstop Rock Chalovsky. I think I'm pronouncing that right. 353, 23 homers, 74 RBI in 66 games for the Bruins last year. That's pretty good. And he did that at the college level, which maybe means that he's more major league ready than other prospects taken younger out of high school or whatever the case might be. I get 23 homers and 74 RBI in 66 games. Those are some good power numbers. And you heard him there talk about the progress the White Sox made in the second half of last year with Colson Montgomery stepping up, Kyle Teal, Chase Madras, some of the other guys that looked pretty good in the second half of last season. And man, I know he hasn't looked like the guy that everybody expected him to be and that he looked like when he first came up to the major league level, but there's still a world of talent in Luis Robert Jr. if he can stay healthy. Is it crazy to say that there might be some light at the end of the tunnel with this baseball team? 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on the conversation. My producer, Adam Studzinski, on the other side of the glass, I asked him during the break. I was like, I don't remember. Are you a Cubs fan or a Sox fan? I don't remember. And then as soon as he started answering, I remembered we've had this conversation before. You swore off the White Sox, didn't you, Adam?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Any chance that they win you back now? Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel with this baseball team right now?
No, I won't be fooled by them again. I just won't. The second I saw that they got the first pick, I said, well, they'll screw it up. They'll do something. They will find a way to screw this up.
So the second half of last season didn't do anything for you, watching those young guys emerge, and then you throw the number one pick back on
them. Watching them still be bad? No, it didn't do it. They still lost 100 games. No, they're still a really bad baseball team. So the light at the end of the tunnel thing, the light at the end of the tunnel, if you're being optimistic, is still 3 years down the line, maybe, right?
Yeah.
So it just, and I expect them to screw this up.
And you said that I don't know if you wanted to go on the air with this or not. I don't want to throw you under the bus. It's gone from being a fan to swearing them off to, did you say pure hate?
It's growing towards hate. It flipped at some point during the second year with La Russa. I just hate these. I hate them. I hate them, and it started to get to the point where I'm nearly rooting against them. Not actively rooting against them, but I don't care when they lose.
I get it. I get where you're coming from, and especially as promising as things were, what was it, 3 years ago when they looked like the next big thing in Major League Baseball. Remember Tim Anderson and the home run in the Field of Dreams game?
That was 2021, I believe.
Okay, so right. four years ago? Okay, and yeah, man, it looked so promising, and then it just fell apart.
Yeah, they went from that to losing 100 games.
Yeah, it fell apart quick, and they turned into kind of the laughingstock of Major League Baseball, set the record for most losses in a season. I think You're a little bit behind. I was there with the Bulls, and the way that you're talking about the White Sox, that's kind of where I've been with the Bulls. And it's just the idea that you're not even trying, that it appears that you're not even trying, or you don't have a plan to be relevant and contend for championships again. But in baseball, we see this, man. Like, and we see it work. Not to try and sell you sunshine and rainbows as White Sox fans, not Adam or anybody else out there who feels the same way that he does. But we've seen this work throughout. I mean, we don't even have to go outside of town. You can just go to the Cubs of the mid-20 teens, and when they tore the whole thing down and just went draft and develop, and I don't need to read off the names to you of Bryant and Schwarber and making the trade for Rizzo and all the guys that they drafted or traded for that were young players or minor league players. It took a long time, and it was hard, but it worked, and we've seen it work for other baseball teams. The Orioles fell off last year, but they kind of did what the White Sox are doing right now and then emerged into relevance again and then sort of fell flat on their face last year. Like, it's a long haul, man. It is a long haul and a painful one. Like, there's no dancing around that, but I think the pieces might be there. You're probably right that it's 3 years away, depending on when this Rock Chalowski dude is ready to get to the majors and what those other guys, starting with Colson Montgomery that I was talking about, who sort of stepped up in the second half of last year. It might be, like, best case scenario, 2 years out, but you're probably right that it's closer to 3 years out for this baseball team. And with the way that the last 3 years have played out, That's a long, painful journey for White Sox fans, so I certainly get it. But I do, I'm a Cubs fan, so I'm on the outside looking in. I kind of do see just a tiny little speck of light at the end of the tunnel for that baseball team and their fans. And I'm rooting for it. Even though I'm a Cubs fan, I'm rooting for it. I love when both of those baseball teams are good. I would love to see a Cubs-White Sox World Series one day. Probably not anytime soon, but someday, maybe in the future. We shall see. We shall see. My thanks to all our guests tonight. Herm Edwards, ESPN analyst, former NFL player and coach. Scott Baer, who covers the Bears for Marquee Sports. And Ross Tucker. Also thanks to all of you out there for listening and contributing with your calls and your texts. Greatly appreciated. And thanks to Adam Studzinski on the other side of the glass for helping me put this thing together and being on the ones and twos. I am Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to the Score Evening Show, and I'll talk to you again next time.
Can I finish? Please, can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.